The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
I'm making an executive decision just because it's one of those things where if you have a problem, solve it. Check out my hook while my DJ revolves it.
Ice, baby.
You know, every once in a while, there's like a new influx of pens in this room. Do you bring your own, right?
Yeah.
Smart. And then
what's in your bag? Do you have a bag?
Yeah.
Not one?
Let's see.
That's what that bottom zipper's for.
Were you the kid in class that would ask for a pencil from somebody?
No, I always had them. I would sharpen them. I had a little hand sharpener, and then I had an electric sharpener. I got to be careful with my gestures at home. And so that was like a relaxing thing to me. I would sharpen my pencils before I went to school. I was the kid that actually helped people out.
In the bottom pouch? That's where they should be.
Oh, I got it.
Could be.
Doing some chewy tums.
Some garbage. I know we have a supply closet.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go down and talk to our wonderful office manager, Cindy Jordan, and get some stuff. Yeah,
just open the thing and open
it. It's locked.
Go in the closet.
I thought it was locked.
No, right there in the printer downstairs.
Where in the room by the jock lounge or the performance lounge,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're going to the performance lounge to the right?
There's a copy.
They lock those now.
Mm-mm. No, they don't.
They did. Okay, they did last time I went down there because I went down during a break.
When?
3 months ago. And the,
oh, no. I literally got
really?
A legal pad and some pens out of there probably.
I've never seen it locked.
Well, I promise you.
No, you're not just like pulling on it. You have to turn the handle.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Okay.
Yeah, there's Sharpies, Post-its. Clip, paper clips. I mean, this other stuff looks important.
Hey, McKinney gift card.
How long ago was that from?
I'll take that if you don't want to use it.
Listerine. Is there a remote? I don't know. I never checked this, dude.
What's the remote for?
He's got a couple of different.
I have two remotes. Is this a remote? The Christ is this? One of them is for, this is a part of a selfie stick. That I got for something, which I've never used, and one of these, like, Bluetooths to your phone, so you can take,
selfies?
More about videos and stuff. Maybe this is the one. Apparently, I have a bunch more. The fresh breath is very important.
Yeah.
Cough drops. Morning, everybody. USB to lightning connectors. A USB to...
You have a lot of digital stuff that you never use.
I have a walking Best Buy.
Yeah.
But no pens. I think this... Oh, this is a USB hub where you can, like, plug five USB things into a thing. More... I've never used those yet. There they are. Oh, here we go. An Amazon Fire Stick. That's what goes with this remote.
Perfect for your bag.
It's for when I travel.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what this is. This is a top of a portable toothbrush. I already use a toothbrush.
There's a plane ticket.
Plane ticket, white glow, whitening toothpaste.
Oh.
As you know, a USB to tiny USB connector.
Yeah.
This is interesting radio, by the way. I get it, but I have not taken stock of this in a while. Yeah, there's a plane ticket, Jason.
Okay.
An open thing of playing cards.
Unopened.
The cover for a phone charger, of which I don't have a phone charger. So that's that.
And then, pens. I'll get you pens in the next break.
Son of a... Ooh, one more spot here.
No chance.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Let's see. Last pocket. A candy. A $5 bill.
Wow.
Some gum. A plane ticket.
Plane ticket.
Plane ticket. A plane ticket. A plane ticket. A...
You making a collage or something?
Plane ticket.
Boarding pass, plane
and
ticket.
A plane ticket. So apparently that's that. And yeah, that is... Oh, and gum. Yeah, dude. No pens. Sorry.
Okay.
And a Yorkshire to English dictionary. Where, for example, there are
What's on the front?
That is... that's Yorkshire pudding. Doesn't look like pudding to me, pal.
No.
A lot of this is the same. Scallions mean spring onions. A scullery is a kitchen. Hey, thank you. And yeah, you know what? I'm gonna.
Those are Sacktown sports.
They are. Thank you, Chris Verlade. And I'm gonna put these in a spot in my thing there in my backpack. Jason, what do you think? What do you think? And everyone, play along at home. If I'm boggled, what does that mean?
Confused.
Chris, you're kind of honorary British. I'm boggled. What does that mean?
Bothered by something.
You guys are close. Frightened. If you're boggled, you're frightened. Let's see. What's a bumble kite?
Whoa.
It's a bumblebee. It's kind of dumb, but that's what they call it, I guess. You know what? What is it if somebody is somebody caffles at something?
Laughs.
Laughing.
Caffle to hesitate. Yeah. Anyways, there. You know, bless you and bless you again. By the way,
wasn't Caffles our afternoon host?
Yes, Nick Caffles.
I talked to Caffles yesterday.
Hey, you guys always did have a close relationship. How is he?
Good. Doing a podcast. I think he's got a Patreon now.
Does he?
Yeah.
I'm not. Sorry.
Isn't that alcohol?
Yes, it's a tequila. Let me be clear. When I just chuckled there, I wasn't chuckling like, oh, he's got. I was chuckling because when somebody says, this is, I'm just going to take you into my brain. When somebody says Patreon, I immediately think OnlyFans, even though there's many people that have Patreons that have nothing to do with OnlyFans. So what happened is Chris said, our old friend Nick has a Patreon.
And you're thinking he was taking feet pics.
And I'm like, and then I had this thought in my head of Nick having an OnlyFans, and then that made me chuckle. Like, you know.
Yeah, makes sense.
Which, you know, for all we know, Nick has great feet.
For all we know.
I will tell you this much.
I don't know that he has bad feet.
I don't either. And here's something you guys will get. I will tell you this. There is something Nick could do if he had an OnlyFans that I would subscribe to 100%.
Take his socks off.
Oh, I'm the only person that's seen it.
You've seen him take his socks off? You've seen him, the thing I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. Did we ever get a report on that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Did we, Jason? Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Also, this morning, I'm in an extra good mood because got up, worked out. Took that plunge we talked about, did a couple of laps. It was cold as heck, and had a good breakfast. Rolled
nice.
In.
You yeah. did all of that.
You no, accomplished a lot.
I didn't do any of that. But I wanted to.
Yeah. What you did accomplish was cleaning out your backpack, but putting it all right back in.
Cleaning out my backpack before 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Before 7 a.m. I'm not putting it all back in.
You just threw away the tickets, that's all.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, what am I going to do? You want me to throw away the I can't throw away the Tums.
No.
Sanitizer? I've got Tom's hand sanitizer, very important to carry. Wait a minute. I just realized something. Is this a MERS?
Yeah.
Even though I call it a backpack, this is 100% a MERS, isn't it?
Yeah.
There is no difference. I just had this thought. Oh, my God. There is no difference between what I'm doing right now and what my mom used to do like twice a year when she'd dump out her purse. And it was just like this glorious collection of mints and wallet and paperwork and old checks.
If she only had stuff that was digital back then, it'd probably be very similar to what we just saw.
I have no idea what my mom did or didn't have that was digital, but yeah, I'm merch cleaning right now,
yeah.
Dude.
And you just have two straps. That's the difference.
Yeah, I think that's a guy. Yeah, we're like, oh, it's my backpack. Although I do recommend everybody, if you ever travel anywhere,
Throw out the toothpaste? That's whitener.
Anybody who ever travels, if you do happen to have an extra fire stick, that thing has saved my, you know what, more than a few times. I'm on the road and, oh my God, Kings game. And yeah, I could watch it on the phone or something, but there's something about being able to hijack the hotel TV and just watch things live
and
on a big screen. So
now you have a pen.
And now I have a pen.
What do you need the pen for? All that.
What I like to do is when we get through segments, I like to check them off.
We haven't done that segment yet.
Well, I'm you know, maybe a little over superstitious, but I think I'll be able to check that segment off in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Good win last night. You were at the game.
I was. I decided to go last night.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was nice.
Yeah.
You got to work next to Gary Gerald.
The legend.
That was awesome.
Yes.
That never gets old, does it?
Never does.
What was the media meal yesterday?
Salad bar, rice, carrots and peas.
Oh, come on. Wasn't yesterday the big...
Oh my gosh, you're just lame.
I saw the commissioner and the governor and Vivek on top of Golden One saying happy holy. Was there, mm-hmm. there weren't any holy, I don't know what they would
yes.
be, but holy themed foods?
So my timing was, I believe there was a chicken, the chicken was prepared a certain way. When I got there through my part of the line, the thing was empty.
It was gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had rice.
Was it gone or not there?
No, it was just the sauce. The chicken was missing. Okay. It had been taken. Someone took the chicken.
There's a bunch of papers around Gold One's and missing chicken.
Yes. So I could have waited a little bit longer.
Don't look at this chicken.
To get the replacements coming in. The replacement chickens.
Yes.
But I just went and ate. And some popcorn.
It's always good.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a question. We're all fans of Indian food, right? Or at least have enjoyed it.
Yes.
Could you make like a Indian spiced popcorn, and would it be good? Like I'm thinking, what if you threw like curry powder, salt, maybe a little bit of spice in there into a bag of popcorn with some binder, like maybe a little butter, shook it up. I've never tried that.
I don't know why that wouldn't work.
I don't either. I feel like that would be really good. Like the kind of sweetness of the curry in there.
Yeah, just depending, like it'd have to be careful, like the curry not overpower, but you
Seriously.
Do the right amount.
I
think that's possible.
That is an incredibly overpowering spice.
Yeah.
That's a common misconception. I used to think that like a chicken curry was just like chicken with some curry. But curry is like a dish. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I am not an expert in this whatsoever. That's just a mistake I made once upon a time. As a matter of fact, one of my best friends, you may remember, former mayoral chief of staff, Kunal Merchant. Very,
yes.
very instrumental in saving the team here. Never gets enough credit. He is getting married over the...
You're going to another wedding?
Jason, you're not going to believe this. I am going to a wedding in 2 weeks. I think 2 weeks. I think it's 2 weeks. I'm going to see our friend Andrew Rogers. Mm-hmm. He is he and his lovely fiance Lexi are getting married in a couple of weeks. I'm going to that. And then Kunal, next New Year's, period, uh-huh. whatever. I think it's the 30th or 31st, I think, is getting married. They're getting married in Barbados.
Wow.
I think I'm going to go to a...
How about that?
These are breaking all my rules.
Yeah.
I think I'm going
to... attempting to dazzle Dave.
And let me tell you...
Where's Andrew's wedding? In town? Or?
Yeah, it's in town. Okay, yeah, it's go. In town. Very nice place in town.
So no commute.
No commute there. No. Excited for that. Very nice invitations that went out. I've never seen an invitation that... It was like a gold plaque instead of like a Hallmark card style. It came in an envelope like that, but it's very heavy. You open it up, and it's like this engraved plaque. Please join the wedding.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, I got married on a dock.
Yeah,
17 years this July. I think I'm going to go to a destination, first ever destination. It is not easy to get there, number one.
Right.
Number two, he was smart about it because it's like, yeah, there's a wedding, but also Barbados over the New Year's break. But yeah, it's like.
This coming year?
Like
the end of 2024?
The end of 2024.
And we'll see.
That's the exact right. That is the no plane tickets have been bought.
Months.
No, not exactly. What else? I know we got a break. I don't think there's anything else.
Okay.
That covers a lot.
It does.
Oh, Pat's gone today, so Tom has the door shut over there. Whenever Pat's gone, Tom Maley's running the board, and he gets all, ooh, I can't be bothered. No,
okay,
no.
Okay, weirdo.
Yeah.
Party of one.
100% weirdo. And, oh, by the way, I don't want to mention this during the show, because I'll mention it going into a break so we can reset, but, God, if you guys have not seen the video of the bridge in Baltimore, oh, my God, that is so terrible. That is, look, loss of life is terrible no matter what. Don't get me wrong. I think that's right up there with a lot of people's worst nightmares. I know they had sonar that detected some cars in the water. And there's no bright side, but thank God it was in the middle of the night and not at some sort of rush hour. I know they've recovered, I think, at least saved alive 7 people, I think was the last count from there. So if you're just waking up and you're seeing the, if you're easily triggered by things that freak you out, don't watch the video. But basically a ship runs into the bridge collapses. And honest to God, when I first saw it at about 3:30 this morning, I had to Google it because I thought it was AI. It looked like it was a scene out of a movie.
Yeah, it doesn't look real.
No, it doesn't. So that's scary as hell. And thoughts with everybody involved with that. We'll take a break. When we come back, the Kings break another losing streak. Shohei Ohtani speaks. Well, I mean, you know what I mean. He speaks and then, okay. And, hey, there's a betting scandal in sports.
Yeah, Ohtani.
Nope. Another betting scandal in sports, but this will probably be the last one we'll talk about. And by the way, did you find a highlight for it? You did? God bless Chris Rolland. We'll be right back after that.
Let's do it. Leading off, the 3 top stories in the morning.
Huge news. This is very important.
Here's cut number 1.
Kings have just earned their 10th winning season in Sacramento, and in the process, they put an end to a 10-game losing streak to the Philadelphia 76ers. Sacramento winning for the first time in almost 6 years against the Sixers, and able to do it on the home floor to improve their record now to 42-29.
Credit where credit is due, Jason. Following the pattern, we talked about it at length yesterday. I was very worried about the game. Quick preview. My 3 in the key random stat was that they'd win.
Uh-huh.
But I also, to be fair, pulling receipts here, I said I think they're going to lose following the pattern of them being 6-6 and a handful of their worst losses of the year coming 6-6 on the first games back from a road trip.
Right.
And some of those losses like Detroit, like Charlotte at home being terrible. Here's a Philly team coming in who was 10-0 in their last 10 against the Kings, half of which without Joel Embiid. Everything pointed to one of those, Kings build a lead. Sixers have a huge third quarter in the end. Sixers win. And the Kings came out and did it with defense.
Again.
And we got more on that a little bit later. This is becoming a trend, I should say, instead of a flash. And they broke a 15-game streak against the Bucks earlier, a couple weeks ago. Now they break a 10-game streak against the Sixers. And unfortunately, what is this, the 7th and 10 games in 10 days tonight? It's something goofy like that.
Yeah, they used to say, there were, I think a few years ago they had it happen a little more. This will be the 5th and 7 games tonight, or 7 days, excuse me. And this is the only time it happens all season. And the only reason is because tonight's on TNT. You guys wanted more national coverage. This game really, to me, should be tomorrow. Dallas is off.
Yeah, I totally agree.
They're going to stay here all week till Friday. But anyway, that's fine. Kings get some exposure now. Let's hope they can do it. It sets up a huge night tonight. Last night was great. Last night reminded me a little bit of the Toronto game in which they were heavy favorites. They beat Toronto, not in the same capacity. This is a good team they played. But they got the lead and really was kind of stress-free, believe it or not.
It really was.
But to your point, like people were waiting. Like, anybody feel comfortable? Where's the run? Really pushed.
As a matter of fact, they have a graph out that shows win probability, and it kind of lines go up and down, up and down. And Sacramento's on the bottom. Sixers are on the top. So if you have like a 10-point lead, it's a big line down, and they'll go up and up. you look at the graph, it is all purple lines going down, and little tiny red line. Somewhere in the first?
They had a 1-point lead once.
Exactly. So it was almost a clean sweep. And they figured out Tyrese Maxey, thank God, because he was on his way to matching Kobe's 81.
Yeah.
My goodness. And I think Maxey had 20 at the half.
20 or 21 in the first quarter.
21 in the first quarter, scored 8 the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Keegan had 17 in the first quarter. I believe he scored 5 the rest of the game. But, you know, defenses will adjust. They did, and there you go.
Well, that actually made, I would say in a weird way, made me feel good. I said, look, Tyrese Maxey tonight is their best player for sure. Keegan Murray is not the Kings' best player. He's a good player. He's an important player. And when he's going off, I'm like, well, they still haven't even really utilized Fox or Sabonis or Monk. This actually probably is good for the Kings. At some point, Tyrese has to sit.
Yes.
He did. Kings extended the lead, and then they obviously did a much better job on him the rest of the game. So, really nice win.
Very, very nice win.
Yeah.
It's all smiles today.
Yes, it is.
Unless you're an LA Dodger baseball player who
has, or a fan.
Yeah, a fan. cut number two, please.
Cut number two.
Oh, that's me.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. And I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports. Just to kind of just go over the result, in conclusion, Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies.
Hmm. I want everything that translator. Well, how does that work? Is it that what is the proper thing to do here? And this isn't a like politically correct thing. Is it I want everything that translator said to be true, or is it I want everything Shohei Ohtani said to be true?
Shohei.
I know it's both.
Both.
Yeah. Either's okay, right? Because obviously Shohei said it, but then the interpreter said it last. I don't know who to give credit to. Let's give credit to both.
Because it seems like everybody's done that comedy skit before where the interpreter or the person says something like 35 words long and then the interpreter goes, yes.
For real. Like,
okay.
That always fascinates me.
Yeah.
Someone will, and of all the interpretations, like for example, I grew up and probably the most I saw with interpreters would be Spanish because it was boxing. So you'd be like, you'd have the post-fight, and whoever the Spanish-Mexican boxer would be up there speaking Spanish, have an interpreter. And it was like, boxer speaking Spanish would say something for like 2.5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then his interpreter would be like, I'm really happy to be here. I thought it was a great win. I look forward to the next rematch.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You just spoke for an hour, dude.
Right.
And so you always wonder, like, are they paraphrasing?
Yeah.
In this case, obviously, the important stuff got out. By the way, new interpreter.
Yes.
That would have been really awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What was this? He just held on to him, but he had to interpret all the stuff about him being a liar.
Then you would question whether or not that was real.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, oh, my God, would that be incredibly weirdly entertaining? No, I hope everything Ohtani via his interpreter is saying is true. It just, I can't get past the whole Ohtani didn't know, and they were joking around in the ninth inning, and then the interpreter addressed the club, and then he addressed ESPN, but then everything he said to ESPN was a lie, according to Ohtani's people. And then how did the interpreter have access to Ohtani's bank accounts? Somebody said yesterday the only people that have access to an athlete's bank accounts, for example, outside of, you know, wife, kids, whatever, is is a financial advisor and agents, which I don't even know if that's true. Mm-hmm. But they're just – this isn't going to be one of those things where – I'm not one of those people that's like MC, for example. MC probably thinks it's like deep baseball and the CIA is involved and all that. I'm not going to sit there every time Ohtani's up and be like, but it does leave that question of, it just seems like there's a little bit here that's off.
Right.
And I
there's been a lot of stories already, right? So that's the thing. Like, which one's real? What's true? What's going on?
Well, Major League Baseball's best interest for this thing to be done. At the same time, you know, I'm just waiting. You know, honestly, when I'll know where it's going is when I see the Mark Finerruwata
think piece.
Extended think piece article on ESPN where they do this deep dive for 3 months. And either way, the the worm keeps turning, whatever you want to call it. But he did speak yesterday. And also, unfortunate pictures will be happening all year. The first one happened that I saw yesterday. Anytime Shohei and Mookie are in the are on the field together, someone take a picture and it says Ohtani Betts, and just
yeah, it's gonna happen.
It's a pretty good combo there. Yeah. All right, real quick, cut number three, please.
Cut number three.
Sources telling ESPN that Raptors forward Jonte Porter is being investigated by the NBA for multiple instances of betting irregularities over the past several months. At issue are prop bets involving Porter from games on January 26th. And March 20th. Now, NBA players and all league employees are prohibited from betting on any league events, including prop bets. Porter's played in 26 games for Toronto with 5 starts this season.
Mm. We're going to get into this. Jonte Porter is being accused. This is a G League two-way guy. Is being accused of, I don't know if you want to call it tanking, but he of helping people achieve certain prop bets with his play, or more to the point, lack of play. There are specific examples tied to this stuff. For these alarm bells to go off, there has to be smoke where there's fire. I think this one is way beyond the whole Ohtani thing when it comes to presumption of guilt. If this dude's not guilty, I would be shocked beyond right. my mind when right. you look at the connections and, quite frankly, statistics that go with this. And this is obviously a far bigger deal. And as a matter of fact, I have a real fun example that's going to trigger a lot of people coming up here later on in the program. Get ready for that one. But it's here. It's here to stay, and now the investigation of Jonte Porter, brought to you by FanDuel, will begin immediately. We'll take a break when we come back. Kings win, Kings win, Kings win, Kings win. We have audio for you.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
On Sacktown Sports.
Kyle Lowry down near the midcourt line. Throws it cross court to Buddy Hield. Creeping forward. Now drives it on Duarte. Sealed off. Has to give it up. Run toward the rim. Ball stripped out of the hands of KJ Martin. It's grabbed by the Kings. Malik Monk. Davion Mitchell on the run. And then to Keegan. Keegan goes to the rim. Rejected at the rim. Grabbed by Sabonis, and he puts it back up and in. Sabonis doing his thing that time after a rejected shot. It's now 69-53. Here's a pass broken up by the Kings in traffic. Great defensive play by Keegan Murray. Sabonis has it. Comes up the floor, drives inside, bounce pass to a cutting Duarte. There's a beautiful cut to the rack and a score. And that will result in a timeout being called by Philadelphia.
Smart.
Sabonis tapping his chest. He's being acknowledged here by his teammates because he has the double-double. That is the first time extending a streak now to 54 consecutive games.
Best chant by far.
Yeah, I was
last night
say.
Was great. Multiple times.
Sounded like that through the TV, but you never know if like the mics are just happen to be around people. But
there was also, I think they did a zoom in on a guy that you could read his lips.
You could read his lips. Yeah.
I told you, I always look and I go, wow, there's a lot more people that I see that are saying, I could lip read saying DeMontis.
Yeah, I feel like I can't. God, I hope that thing just.
It's happening.
The coup de grace is going to be in the playoffs. He does something, whole place is chanting, and one of the national announcers points out that, Sacramento best fans in the NBA, blah, 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 blah. That's awesome.
You know what they did last night, and I don't remember this happening before, and it happened to be when he had such a great night, too, was Davion.
Yeah.
So you know the song Flashlight? No. George Clinton, let me see.
Flashlight.
Chris, I'm sure Chris could cue it up.
Anyway, pull it up. Go ahead. Yeah. They played it for him?
Yes, every time he scored, which was a lot. And then I think someone, I could have sworn they cut it and it said, off night.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
What?
Parliament.
Yeah, or Parliament.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Ah! Well, you combine that,
off
you
night.
Do the We Want the Funk for Monk. Yeah. Got a Sabonis chant. They got Foxy Lady for Fox.
Keegan
Murray.
Got a lot of those last night.
Come
on! Yes.
For Harrison Barnes. Everybody's got
a good time out.
Everybody's got a thing.
Yeah.
We should. You could play Be Still My Sunshine, we talked about, for Alex Len. Because Len sang that. Remember? Len gets a block. Be still my sunshine. Nope. All right. Anyways, speaking of De'Aaron Fox.
Flip back outside to Payne. Misses at the dotted line. Rebounded by Sacramento. Fox on the move. Three defenders in front of him. Doesn't make a lick of difference. De'Aaron Fox twists his way to the low right side and scores on the reverse. 17 for Fox. Kings lead 85-68.
It was pretty much a wire-to-wire win.
Yeah.
If there's a negative, just kind of boring. Like, can we get closer game? I'm joking. I would say, negative. What's the negative?
Yeah. Well, the negatives were.
Well, I know one.
Domantas Sabonis getting clubbed everywhere in the face. So the shoulder got hurt. It's like, come on now.
I'm waiting for Domas to have one of those. We need Domas to bust out with a boogie moment.
Yeah.
And just.
It's getting ridiculous.
It's getting ridiculous, man.
Yeah, and it almost looked like to me at times in the first half, I think Philly had the impression that he was faking that. Like some guys were looking like, oh, there he goes again. Because he was on the ground a lot and holding his face. And, you know, if you don't see the hit, you're going, really? This guy's on the ground again? But he got hit every time.
It just, that guy looks like a boxer.
Yeah, then he didn't want to come out. He was like, really? You're going to make me stop the game because I'm bleeding on a foul you did not call.
And he was fired up. He was not yelling at, but yelling to some of the assistants on the bench. And, like, poor trainers, they're trying to fix him up, and he's just turning his head and just yelling some more. He was fired. Yeah, we need something like this.
It's on a nightly basis. I hope the world can see now what's really going on out here because it's getting ridiculous. It's really ridiculous.
But did it come out of your mouth accidentally? Is that what happened?
Yes, man. This is ridiculous, man. Ridiculous.
DeMarcus, their game plan obviously tonight was to be physical with you and get in your head. You definitely held your composure throughout the game. How important was that for you guys to be able to pull out this win?
That was light, man. I know what their game plan is every night. They're hyping up their big man over there. He's a stopper. It's not happening. I brought him back to reality.
You know what never gets talked about with that, too? Because obviously that's just classic DeMarcus. You know, when we have Katie on tomorrow, I hope I remember to ask her about this because it's random. I always told Katie, I said, honestly, in your broadcasting career, that might be my favorite thing you've ever done. Like, any of us standing out there with 7 foot tall, very mercurial DeMarcus Cousins in that situation. Like, for example, if it was me, I knew DeMarcus a little bit. Yeah. We got along towards the end. If I'm out there, I don't care how much we got along. As soon as he does the one thing, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, see ya.
I'll be like, back to you.
And what you couldn't see on the camera is that Katie had her arm, I think she'll tell this, I think she had her arm or her hand on his arm and was kind of trying to keep him in the shot because he was getting very demonstrative. And then she followed up two or three times on that and really ended up getting a lot out of this emotional player who was ready to go off.
Yeah.
And probably the most amazing thing about that interaction, no swearing.
Yeah.
No swearing.
But what you're telling me is foul on Katie. Not called.
It was not called.
Yeah.
You know, because they allowed the hand check back then.
Getting ridiculous.
It's getting ridiculous out here. Shout out to DeMarcus. Shout out the Kings for an almost wire-to-wire victory.
They just earned their 10th winning season in Sacramento, and in the process, they put an end to a 10-game losing streak to the Philadelphia 76ers. Sacramento winning for the first time in almost 6 years against the Sixers, and able to do it on the home floor to improve their record now to 42-29.
There we go.
Season best, 13 games above 500.
Mike Brown has never coached the Kings and not had them above 500.
Correct.
Not once.
At the end of the year,
At the end of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of the year.
Because he started 0-4 in his career.
You know the question I'd love to ask, which will never get answered as we go to break here? Was there even a mention amongst ownership, front office, whatever, when Mike Brown took over and they started 0-4?
Did we get this wrong?
Did we? Who's our back?
Is the contract signed?
How good is Jordy Fernandez?
Yeah.
And is he ready?
Right.
0-4. Well, they made up for it.
They did.
And they made up for a lot of things. What a very, very, very important week. Most important week of the season for the Sacramento Kings coming up. And they passed their first test. We have a lot more on that coming up today. In the meantime, we will take a break. When we get back, we'll go around the world of sports here. And the theme is betting, folks. Ohtani speaks. And we'll get into the details of these Jontay Porter allegations in the NBA as well. Coming up at 7 a.m. Baseball is opening Thursday. We have,
Didn't it open last week?
Is that the Korea? No, those were, because of the time difference, they played, but they don't count until, the time difference is until Thursday.
It'll
when they
get to the papers here.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well, you
got
to get on the boat and the whole thing. It's a long trip.
Makes sense.
If you want to call it an update on the A's, but if you're interested in this A's, Sacramento, Salt Lake, Vegas saga, I think we at least have some breadcrumbs to throw out at you. You'll want to stay tuned or tune back in at 7 a.m. What am I talking about? Keep it on all day long, especially until 10 a.m., but even after that for the fastest growing show in all of radio, Styles and Watkins. When we get back, betting on sports. You can text us at 916-339. 1140, like this person from the 209, who says the live cuts, the flashlight song, and the DMC interview have sounded horrible, like they're being played through a can. To be fair, one was played through my phone, and then the other one I think somebody recorded off the TV. So apologies.
I thought they sounded great.
They sounded a lot like the Kings broadcast on TV to start last night, the pregame show. You know, they'd be talking, everything was great, but every 10 seconds.
Oh, interesting.
I'm not saying like somebody was hawking a loogie. I'm saying that sound. And then a ton of complaints in the first quarter and a half of people.
Radio was clear.
Radio was extra clear. And shout out to our guy, Ryan, Emmy Award winning Ryan.
Is it Ryan or Ryan?
It's Ryan, the Why is Silent, who got me on Facebook Instant Messenger. Do you hear the audio weirdness on YouTube TV? Is it the same on regular TV, I wonder? They've double bust somehow, and it makes it comb filter and thin tinny on their voices. Commercials sound fine. The game was wigging out, but the commercials sound okay. I'll try switching it off and report back. Just tried all of that. Still sounds double bust. Can definitely hear it. It's like they have two sources of the... You get the point. Anyways, like, Ryan, it should just go work as an engineer for them, too. He works for Skywalker Sound.
Yeah. But he worked at the Kings game recently, maybe a week or two ago.
And I never know what to do in that situation. I was like, I texted a guy, which I did. I'm like, hey. And it's like, I'm always afraid to do that because, you know, when it's like one of our board guys here, like Chris, for example. Chris is behind the glass, and on the weekend or something, the station goes out, and he's, like, dealing with an emergency, and 19 people are texting him.
Hey, we're off the air.
We're off the air. And it's like you want to send the text, but you also understand there's a really good chance 90 other people have. So I'll do something like, dude, you probably already know this, but just in case. Like, Chris could be indisposed.
Right.
1-800-920-1140 is your phone number. Joe.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, man. So, going on to Ohtani, you were talking about that, I believe.
Earlier, we were talking about Ohtani, his statement yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. So, my question is, like, you're a smart guy. In all of your respects, what do you think, like, truly?
What do I think? If you're putting a gun to my head and I had to guess what the truth was, my guess, underlined guess, all caps guess, total speculation, instinct, and nothing more. I would say I believe 90% of what Ohtani's saying. I think
also what I want to, if I may, if I butt in, watching him yesterday, this is a man who's like the face of MLB baseball, and you watched him, like you saw him struggle. He hated doing everything he did. Now, as I'm a Dodgers fan, I can totally get it. He's sticking up, but that was a human aspect. That was pretty cool.
I think ultimately, I think part of him is covering for his friend. I don't profess to be an expert in Japanese culture, but the little things I do understand or have experienced, there is a very, and by the way, never make the mistake of having one representative of any group speak for everyone, but there is a big emphasis on honor, a big emphasis on loyalty. It would really surprise me if Ohtani was not aware that his best friend and really somebody he's around probably more than his wife was making bets or in trouble or whatever. And I think he tried his best to cover. That wasn't going to work. And now it's in the hands of the lawyers and the handlers. And to be honest with you, if I had to guess, I think Shohei Ohtani is probably guilty of, and I know this isn't a popular take, he's probably guilty of trying to be a good guy, and now he is in the middle of the whole thing. And
this could ruin like so much of baseball's face.
Well, and not just I don't, you know, and if I'm being honest, career. I don't care about baseball. I care about, I'm more concerned with his career and his, and what did somebody say yesterday? I thought it was such a great line. The thing about allegations is this, even if it doesn't stick, it smears. And I thought that was just such a wonderful line. And I think with this one, you know, not to compare betting with something, you know, really terrible, but, you know, we've seen this before. If somebody is accused, who was the punter that was accused of sexual assault and released and then later exonerated?
Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, Trevor Bauer. It was a punter for the Bills. And he was later exonerated,
That kid, I forget his name.
Yeah.
I know you're talking about.
So, for assuming the guy was 100% innocent.
He got drafted, and all of a sudden, bam.
Yeah. So, and thank you for the call, dude. That's always going to stick with him.
Right.
Even if he's 100, even if the person came out and was like, I actually have video of that night, and we were playing cribbage, and here's the video, and nothing else. Either. Yeah. Well, was she paid off and forced to say that? And look, why? Well, in some cases, because that's actually happened before. People have a reason to be suspicious. And then the other thing, I mean, you're following what's going on with Diddy right now and all that crazy drama. I have no idea what the hell to think, but I'm conditioned to go, he did something here, and it's going to be interesting to see what happened. Obviously, a far, far less important thing when you're talking about betting and betting in sports.
Sure.
That kind of gets us into the Ohtani thing. I don't know how much you saw of his comments, Jason.
I did. See them.
That's the instinct I'm choosing to go with, and I could be totally wrong. I'm landing on this isn't as crazy nefarious as many would think. There's probably more to it, but I feel like the more to it, I don't think Shohei Ohtani was like captain of a gambling ring and betting on the Dodgers, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I feel like this is a lot of him trying to cover for his dude.
Yeah, I'm really honestly kind of fascinated by the whole thing. One, to get into that much debt, I mean, we're talking about a terrible gambler.
Horrible gambler.
And then are there more layers? Is it covering for? Is it not covering for? Is it 100% innocent with one bad guy? I don't know.
$4.5 million. But then again, are we stuck on the $4.5 million thing? The guy just signed a $700 million deal.
It's not. Well, the $4.5 million is a really large amount of money of losing any kind of money.
I would like $4.5 million.
Yeah.
I would not gamble it.
Right.
Nah, promise. Jonte Porter, speaking of gambling. Toronto Raptors forward under investigation by the NBA following multiple instances of betting irregularities over the past several months. At issue, a couple of prop bets, January 26th and March 20th. In a game on the 26th against the Clippers, there was increased betting interest that set off alarms on the under for Porter props. If you know what a prop, if you want to know what a prop is, it's like this player will score over or under this amount of points. This player will have X amount of three-pointers, whatever it may be. The odds that night were set for Porter at around 5.5 points, 4.5 boards, 1.5 assists. There was also an over-under for Porter's made three-pointers, which was at 1.5. In other words, if he hits one three-pointer, you bet the over, you win. That evening, Porter played just 4 minutes before leaving the game because of what the Raptors said was an aggravation of an eye injury he had suffered 4 days earlier against the Grizzlies. He did not score. He did have three rebounds and one assist, and he did not attempt a three, meaning the under hit on all the props. The next day, as part of a daily report to users on betting results, DraftKings stated that the under on Porter's three-pointers, which was set at 1.5, was the biggest money winner for bettors of any NBA player props from games that evening. March 20th, we'll break here in a second, against the Sacramento Kings. Porter played just 3 minutes before exiting because of what Toronto said was an illness and did not return. He did not score after attempting one shot, and he had two rebounds. Sportsbooks had his over-under set around 7.5 points and 5.5 boards. The next day, DraftKings reported in a media release that Porter's prop bets were, again, the number one moneymaker from that night in the NBA. By the way, Jontay Porter is the brother of Nugget star Michael Porter Jr. He's on a two-way deal with the Raptors, earning $415,000. More on this a little bit when we get back, because we need to provide some context there. And also, the Giants and A's played last night. We're getting ready for the start of the season. And has there been any sort of movements on the A's to Sacramento or elsewhere? We'll tell you what we know next.